Triple M's Tom and Ollie can be naughty boys with naughty questions. That's why the following content is rated naughty.
Buckle up, kids.
All ears proceed past this point at their own risk.
Say, kids, what time is it?
She said 9 o'clock.
Yeah, baby.
Tom and Ollie's naughty after nine.
We're going to get to sex injuries very soon. A man who ruptured his airway doing something. Certainly doing something quite shocking.
Quite aggressive as well.
I don't think it was aggressive.
Vigorously. Vigorous.
Was he?
Well, surely, if he's ruptured his airway.
I don't think so. I think it's just because it was...
Oh, yeah, I'm sure he was doing a gentle job of it, just taking it easy.
So large.
Okay.
Hey, Josh.
Hey, guys. How you going?
Mate, you've given us a call on 133353. We were just talking about baby names that are banned.
Yeah. Look, I called in to clarify something because I did look at this, had an argument with a friend.
Yeah.
So there's a list there, but there's also rules.
Yeah, well, I was saying ones like, you know, God, Justice, Judge, President, Prime Minister.
I was saying the C-bomb. You couldn't name your kid the C-bomb, could you?
No. So there's a couple of rules. One of them relates to that. You can't name your child something that's offensive.
Right.
So you can't name your child the C-bomb, S-bomb, whatever.
Yeah.
The other rule is not as exciting. You can't name your child a title, which is why you've got Governor, Lord,
right,
that sort of thing as well. So
okay.
The other thing is they've got a caveat as well.
What's that?
So they can...
You're pretty across it.
Government title. Yeah, I looked into it. I had an argument. I know my stuff. I did my research.
Yeah, got angry.
But they've got a caveat. They can refuse a name. They have the right to refuse
any name.
Any name.
Yeah. So if they look at it and go, nope, then...
I'm amazed that the Australian backstroke swimmer from the Olympics, Emily Seabom, made it.
Yeah. I mean, that's a shock. Josh, thank you so much for your expertise.
Plenty of guys called Dick, though, which is interesting. You know, Tom, Dick and Harry. Very common name.
Dick and Fanny. From the faraway tree.
Very offensive names.
Enid Blyton.
Yeah.
Jeez,
different,
she's dirty.
Different time, though.
Up next, let's talk to the woman who's going to get our erotic fiction novel to us. We've been searching far and wide. It's up next. Tom and Ollie, Triple M. It's Passenger, Powderfinger. Welcome to Wacky Wednesday. You're with Tom and Ollie on Triple M. Not far away. I mean, they're awkward sex injuries. Sex injuries, they're so awkward, but I feel like everyone experiences them at least once in their life, yeah. And that's not far away. We'll ask for yours.
Hey, a bit of a smarty pants on Facebook, just about those banned baby names.
That'll be right. Here we go.
Suzanne said...
You can find us Tom and Ollie on Facebook.
Talking about these banned baby names like Christ, Duke. They're all titles.
Semen.
Semen. She said, what about Earl? The Earl of Gloucester. But Earl is a name. So, bit of a loophole there. And I can tell that Tom is so glad that I read that out.
Yeah, can we just get to the content warning, please? Because this is really exciting.
A Tom and Ollie content warning.
Yeah, baby.
Tom and Ollie's naughty after nine.
Tom, since last week, we've been on the hunt for a sexy novel by the name of 5 Minute Erotica. I found it on Amazon.
Mm.
And the issue is we couldn't get it sent to Australia because Amazon wouldn't send it. I don't know what the deal is there.
It was like a US exclusive item.
Yeah. So we want this novel in our hands so we can start a brand new segment called Flirty 930. Luckily, we've managed to find a mum's group that's international and that contains a member from America named Ashley who is willing to help us out. And we've got Ashley from America on the phone. Good evening, Ashley.
Hey, you guys.
Or should we say
How
good morning?
You?
We should probably say good morning, Ashley. Sorry.
I know, right? How are you guys?
Yeah, look, we are excellent and we're so grateful for your help. Now, you've managed to track down the book from Amazon. It's called 5 Minute Erotica.
I
want to confirm you've got the correct copy. Is it a used copy? As
yes! I was going to ask you about that. I mean, I know it's a sex book and everything, but... It's definitely being worked around a little bit, if you know what I mean.
Okay. Well, Ashley, we haven't seen the book. Can you describe how used it is?
Oh,
look, I think that should be a surprise for you guys. But let me just say, I couldn't get through the index because it was all crunkled together.
Okay. All right.
So I reckon it's got some good use then. That's a good review of a book.
Yeah, I mean, 5 stars right there, hey?
Yeah. Okay, well... I thought before you send it, Ashley, maybe it'd be great if you could just give us a bit of a taster as to what's in it.
No, you're not going to get it.
Oh, God.
You can't get it.
Really? You want me to? Okay, so do you know what's funny? I actually already had marked out a few bits from it from my mom's group.
You've been getting into it in your private time, Ashley.
No. Look, this is for you guys. It has nothing to do with me.
Were those crinkles you?
No, it's my husband. No, stop it.
Okay.
Hang on, so you're going to read some of it for us?
If you really want me to.
Yeah. Oh, okay, well, I've got the sexy saxophone here. Maybe I'll play that and you can take it away.
What am I allowed to say? Like, it's a bit rude.
We've got a content warning, so it should be okay.
Yeah, I mean.
Okay, well,
have we?
MA 15+ is probably the best way to do it.
Okay, great.
Yeah.
Don't worry.
All right, so I'll kick off this saxophone here now. Take it away.
Okay. A groan gathers in my throat as his tongue parts my lips, slipping into my mouth and begins a hot tango with my own. With one hand on the back of my head, fingers gathering a handful of hair, he pushes open the door behind himself and breaks away, pulling me into the summer house and quickly pushing the door shut behind me.
Oh, Ashley.
Yeah, it's rough. Yeah. I think I'm pregnant again.
Oh, well, that's a success, Tom.
Oh,
Ashley,
wow.
Send that book in the mail. We cannot wait to receive it. And try and keep it a bit clean before you send it across, can you?
I don't really want to part with it, to be honest.
Yeah,
you're going to get into that, guys.
Get your fingerprints off it, mate.
Okay.
Thanks, Ashley. Thanks so much. Have a good
day.
Welcome. See you, mate. That's pretty insane stuff.
Sounds pretty sexy.
Oh, I can't wait for Flirty 9:30. This is going to be great. You're with Tom and Ollie on Triple M.
What's the frequency, Kenneth? REM.
Wow.
Don't say the frequency. It's different around the country. Before that, I ran a flock of seagulls. Triple M, Tom and Ollie, we have questions.
A Tom and Ollie content warning.
Yeah, baby.
Tom and Ollie's Naughty After 9.
I've got a story so shocking that you'll be shocked.
Man, you've been so pumped for this story for a week now. You've been fanging, in fact, to be able to tell this story.
It's just a great story. We're talking sex injuries. 133353. If you have a sex injury, give us a call.
I can see the first sentence has the word grinder in it. So you've done a Google search.
Well, yes, it's my community. Okay, so it is a story from my community, the homosexuals.
I'm reading here, a ruptured airway. Over to you, Tom. Tell us about it.
All sex is good sex.
What happened, Tom? Tell us about it.
It wasn't me. Freddie Alanis, he's 19. He says that oral sex from a dude from Grindr, his 10-inch long member, ruptured his airway, which landed him in hospital where he took a selfie.
Because this article went viral, didn't it? This news story went everywhere. And for a very graphic story, that's kind of strange.
This one's from pedestrian.tv. Okay, this is what he said. He said, he's my old neighbor who I found on Grindr, Freddie explained to the guy who's involved. He's like 4 years older than I am, so I knew who he was, but we never hung out or anything before. He then goes on to say that after he had relations with his old neighbor, he says, it was this soreness in my chest. Nothing really hurt that bad. I thought maybe my chest is just sore from what took place, and I didn't think anything of it. I woke up the next morning and the pain was still in my chest and it was sharp. I was hunched over and crying, the poor guy.
Oh.
He said, I wasn't going to stop in the heat of the moment. This is during the act. I wasn't going to stop in the heat of the moment. My willpower willed me to continue. Stamina, he says.
Willy power.
We've all been there.
So it wasn't Freddie's 10-inch. It was his neighbor's 10-inch.
Yes.
That's done the damage.
Freddie went to the doctor. He said, when I went to the doctor, when they said there was a rupture in my airway, they said the only thing it could possibly be was last night. He didn't tell them exactly what happened because his mum drove him to the hospital. He says, I told my mum that the night before I was violently coughing.
Oh.
So he's hiding it.
I thought he was going to say, it was that or it was a pointy Dorito, you know, that might have pointed the wrong way.
Fishbone. I've got a fishbone in my airway. Yeah. He said, I had to pull something out of my ass really quickly to cover it up.
What?
I was in the hospital for 3 days. He had to pull a story out.
Oh, story.
I was in the hospital for 3 days, he said. I felt like eventually I had to tell the doctors exactly what happened to be treated the right way. It was January 3rd, so I was starting off the new year in the hospital. All because of 10 inches.
It's a tough one, Tom. It's a
shocking story.
It's a sex injury. And 133353, let's open it up to sex injuries. But Tom,
There's always that old parable of not knowing whether you have a sore throat from an illness.
Yeah. Or?
We don't know.
That parable, is that a Bible story or?
That's from Confucius.
The parable of Tom.
Confucius say that.
Did he?
Mm-hmm.
Didn't mind chomping down.
Whoa.
Tom, can I ask you if you've ever lied to medical services being a bit shy about the truth of a story? You know, sexual health test-wise, have you ever buttered up the story or maybe avoided some details?
Never.
You're pretty upfront?
I'm very upfront with my medical professionals. You know what? My first ever sexual health test that I went to, the doctor never even asked me if I'd had male-to-male sex. Which is bad.
And you were like, how dare you?
Well, because...
I have.
Well, because... Why to reinforce stereotypes, man.
Oh, come on. I mean...
But it wasn't good because I didn't have enough...
You weren't forthcoming.
I wasn't forthcoming at all.
So you did lie.
Well, I just didn't tell him.
Well, that's kind of... If he's saying, you know, what have you done? And you're saying, oh, nothing really.
I then had to say, yeah, I've had male-to-male sex. And he didn't even treat me.
Was that in like, was this like regional Australia we're talking?
Nah, this is in the burbs, mate.
Really? In the city?
It's ridiculous. Anyway, 133353, have you had a sex injury?
Have you ruptured an airway? That's pretty full on, but it will take anything, really.
133353, get involved for this Naughty After Nine. New Living End now. It's called Don't Lose It. You with Tom and Ollie on Triple M. It's new rock. That one's from The Living End. It's called Don't Lose It, Triple M. You with Tom and Ollie. We have questions. That's what we do. We're going to ask if your parents out-sex you very soon.
A Tom and Ollie content warning.
Yeah, baby.
Tom and Ollie's Naughty After Nine.
A man who had oral sex with a 10-inch member has ruptured his airway. Yeah. It's a horrible story of sex injury proportions.
But you'd have to say, Tom, bravo to the guy, wouldn't you? He's doing a good job, clearly.
Mm.
Giving his all.
Giving it a red hot go.
Oh, really?
He ended up in hospital though for 3 days.
Mm.
Tightness in his chest, soreness.
It'd want to be good.
Oh, yeah. Well, it would be. Hey, Rob.
G'day, mate. How's it going?
Yeah, good, buddy.
Talking sex injuries, Rob. What's your sex injury on 133353?
Well, it's not actually a sex injury, but a couple of years ago, I had a sore throat, and a friend of mine suggested I suck on a lifesaver.
Oh.
Very, very bad advice. I'm banned from half the surf clubs in Queensland and New South Wales now.
Good on you, Rob.
Yeah. How's the doorbell going, mate? It's me from Redcliffe.
There you go.
Yep, that's the boy. That's
there
the
is,
one.
Rob. I thought you were going to go listen to Nova. You changed your mind.
I told you last time, mate. You know, I'd rather listen to you guys and good music than those guys and crap you. Oh, sorry, can't take crap, can I?
Even with that doorbell sound. Mate, in all your years up in Queensland doing all that stuff, I mean, any ruptured airways or?
No, but I've caused a few.
Oh, Ollie. It's your fault.
You asked the question and you can't guess
the
answer.
It's your fault. Sex injuries, 133353. Remember when we had Rachel's sex injury?
Going at it, and I guess you could call it the female version of the gooch.
Yep.
Split.
Oh, my.
Yeah.
Oh my.
Trip to the hospital for dissolvable stitches. Very, very painful.
We also had TJ, who had an amazing one.
About, like, 17 or 18, I was on top, and, like, each thrust, I was gradually getting closer and closer to the wall. Eventually, I went head first straight into the wall, and I knocked myself unconscious. I was still on top of and inside of her while unconscious for a considerable period of time, just like a motionless body.
And finally, Anthony's.
Receiving oral sex from my partner and my penis got caught in her braces.
Not fun. 133353. Have you found yourself involved in a sex injury? Give us a call.
Tom and Ollie on Triple M.
A Tom and Ollie content warning.
Yeah, baby.
Tom and Ollie's Naughty After Nine.
We're talking sex injuries. 133353 is our number. Safe space.
Yeah.
Safe space.
Yeah.
Let's head over to Nathan on 133353. Nathan, you've had a sex injury?
Yeah. I was 23 at the time, and I took this girl I'd been seeing for a couple of weeks home for her 21st birthday. So I was like, go me.
Good on you.
Okay. But, yeah, so we got got into things and enjoying ourselves. And I didn't realize at the time she had a lot of rings. You know, she was using her hands and we were having a good time or whatever, and then moved on to sex, and that was a little bit painful, but I still sort of wasn't entirely aware about what was going on at the time. Woke up the next morning and I had a giant blood blister just in the middle of you know where. And I had to consult my dad because he's a doctor. Like, what do I do about this?
Oh, no. Hey, Dad, look at this. Yeah, it's weird.
Not quite look at this, but what do I do about this?
Right.
And he told me I had to refrain from all things sexually related for about a month. So.
Oh, and how did you go? Did you make it?
It was tough because obviously I was still seeing this girl. But I had to let her know to be to take the rings off next time.
But
it's good to be on the show again, boys. I called up a while ago about yellow vested monkeys in terms of the traffic control guy.
I remember that. That was a great moment. That was a good moment. No, I do. It was a good time. It wasn't as good as that though.
No, that was good.
As good as the blood blister penis.
Thank you, Nathan. 133353. Have you had a sex injury? They're not the funnest.
No.
You checked out already, had you, Ollie? 133353, give us a call. You with Tom and Ollie on Triple M. We have questions, and it's naughty after 9.
Check on Facebook.
Yeah, cool. I was made for loving you. Kiss. Hey, Tom and Ollie, Triple M. What?
No,
I was saying what horses eat.
Okay. Mm. Yeah.
That good. Hey.
Didn't sound camp at all. Tom, can we play that warning sound?
A Tom and Ollie content warning.
Yeah, baby.
Tom and Ollie's Naughty After 9.
If all goes well, Tom, this time of night next week, we'll be wrapping up our first Flirty 930 short fiction erotica.
Can't wait to get my lips ready to read that.
Yeah, what? Good. Get those lips puckered up for that reading. Good boy. And some, if you need it, some pawpaw ointment. You never know. You don't want dry lips.
Hey, Josh, have you had a sex injury on 133353? Because we're talking about this guy who had oral sex with a large member and it ruptured his airways.
Yeah, I have. After dating for a year with my partner, she's never been good with doing butt stuff. But one night she decided she wanted to try it, so he went to a sex store and bought one. Now this thing, when you turn it on...
What did you buy?
A butt plug.
Yeah. A butt plug, okay, yeah.
Yeah. So this thing was pretty violent when you turned it on. It vibrated a lot. The tip of it just went nuts.
No.
But her not being good with it, we tried it, put it in, and then started going at it with the thing vibrating.
Mm.
And we used too much lube, so this thing, the wings on it folded up and ended up going inside.
Oh, no.
Hang on, and what?
Yeah. When
the wings of it went inside.
Yeah, they weren't solid enough, so it slipped in.
Oh, no.
This thing was vibrating really badly.
It
was causing her a lot of agony.
Oh my God, Josh. No.
Yeah, so we both freaked out. She was...
Go to the hospital.
Yelling in pain. That's what I was trying to avoid. So I grabbed.
Oh, you're trying to avoid going to the hospital? No, just go to the hospital. Call the ambulance.
That was all that was going through my head. I don't know if they go to hospital with this butt plug going nuts in there. So I grabbed the towel and I tried to pull it out, but because it was too much to grab onto and it was too slippery, it didn't work.
Oh, geez.
So I was thinking on my feet and I was like, screw it. Went in and grabbed it out with my teeth.
What? Your teeth?
You do it with your teeth? How did you get it with your teeth? What?
So there was a little bit of the wing hanging out. And I just, went ass to mouth and grabbed it.
Yeah, good.
That's like, that has somehow ended up with you being a bit of a hero. That is an ultimate move.
Yeah, pretty much.
The Rim King comes to the rescue. Rim King to the rescue. That's your new superhero.
I'm guessing the Rim King. So, Josh, I'm guessing since then, nothing much happening in that area?
Oh, she's come around. She's come back to it. Wow. Just no butt plugs yet.
Well, just make sure you're safe when you play, you know. Jesus. Oh.
That is full on. Oh, personal jinx. God. You can't speak for the next minute. That's how it works, Jinx.
Sounds of then Ganga Jang. You with Tom and Ollie. Hang on, actually.
I could have done that.
What? Yeah. No, actually, you know what? Pause that. Can we talk about this next one?
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you think?
Yep. Let's do it. last question for the show.
Yeah.
Here it is. Your chance to get involved. And I think it could be quite fun. Do your parents outsex you? Have you got parents who are openly promiscuous, who are happy to share all, happy to tell you how much action they're getting?
Do your parents have a better sex life than you?
Whether they're still together or not. Maybe they've separated and you know your mum's with someone else or your dad's got other partners. But is your parents just kicking goals? And you can tell, however annoying it is, but you can tell that they're getting more than you.
133353, jump on that phone. This is way better the second time. Yeah. This is Sounds of Then, Ganga Jang, here with Tom and Ollie on Triple M. It's Naughty After Nine. Get involved, please. Ganga Jang, Sounds of Then. Hey, Tom and Ollie, Triple M. We have questions.
Hey. Hey, everyone.
Hey.
Happy Wednesday. Wacky Wednesday as well, Tom, isn't
Hello.
It? Jesus Christ. Crazy times. I've asked a sexy question, Tom.
Oh, hang on.
A Tom and Ollie content warning.
Yeah, baby.
Tom and Ollie's Naughty After Nine.
Do you reckon that you outsex your kids?
Let me run past how many calls.
Sorry, no. The question was, do your parents outsex you is the question I asked. Do your parents outsex you?
We've got no calls.
Yeah.
I think you've asked the wrong question here, Ollie.
Yeah.
You asked, do your parents outsex you?
Yeah.
I think it should be, do you outsex your kids?
Okay, I've gone the wrong generation, haven't
I? Yeah, are you the sexy, loving parents that are going, mate, we do it all the time?
Kids are too ashamed to admit that their parents are outdoing them, but I'm guessing parents are happy to have a brag.
Especially parents that are having that much sex. I feel like they're the types that are going to be like, oh, we sex all the time.
Yeah, and don't call up mid-sex. Don't do that.
No. We can't do that. That breaks broadcasting law.
Yeah, so just take a brief pause in your rampant sex life to call us on 133353 and tell us how much you're getting over your kids.
I feel like you will be a parent that does this.
Oh, absolutely thirsty.
Are you
going to
be pretty open with your kids about sex?
No, I'm pretty closed book. My nose is growing.
Whoa, what's that? Pinocchio's in the studio.
Yeah, pretty private kind of guy. Keep my cards close to my chest. Oh, so my nose is getting bigger. Now I won't tell them about how much sex I'm having.
Whoa, it's hitting me in the face.
No, I'll tell them I've got a tiny penis.
Oh, now you're rupturing my airway. You're rupturing my airway. 133353, do you act sex, your kids? Tom and Ollie, Triple M. Can't stop Red Hot Chili Peppers, Tom and Ollie, Triple M. It's Naughty After Nine.
A Tom and Ollie content warning.
Yeah, baby.
Tom and Ollie's Naughty After Nine.
It would seem, Tom, that very few parents or kids are willing to divulge their sex lives. What a shame. What a disappointment. This show is about sharing, and without your stories, we can't really get very far. So we'll leave it there with that question. But, Tom, what I will do is cast our minds back to the great success we had at 9 p.m. when we spoke to the American lady,
Ashley,
who is very kindly going to send us a copy of an erotic novel called 5 Minute Erotica. Mm. Cannot wait to get my hand on that used version in good condition of that book. But we spoke to Ashley and she even gave us a taster of the book, which was a bit of fun. Do you want to hear?
It was super sexy. Take a listen.
Okay. A groan gathers in my throat as his tongue parts my lips, slipping into my mouth and begins a hot tango with my own. With one hand on the back of my head, fingers gathering a handful of hair, he pushes open the door behind himself and breaks away, pulling me into the summer house and quickly pushing the door shut behind me.
Oh, Ashley.
Yeah, it's rough. Yeah.
It's brilliant stuff. And I cannot wait till next week till we do get our hands on that book.
Jesus.
Are you okay?
Yeah.
Why are you sweating?
I'm fine. Just a bit short of breath. Really? That's all. I'm looking forward to Flirty 9:30. Particularly now. I'm excited.
Well, you know, I'll be the one reading it.
That's less exciting for most of the straight audience we have. And let's be honest, mostly male audience. Maybe we'll get Ashley to read out all the stories. That'd be a bigger hit.
You want to ask Ashley from the United States if she will regularly read out 5 Minute Erotica?
Let me think about it. Yes, I do. over you? Yes, please.
Okay. Well, let's see that, how that phone call plays out.
Sure.
All right. We'll give her a call. All right. Not now. We'll do it tomorrow night, maybe.
Yeah. Well, next the show's week. Over, mate.
Mate, it's gone.
Wacky Wednesday's done. We'll see you tomorrow, Thursday, end of the week. Good all vibes. Right.
See you guys. Yeah, boy.
That was Tom and Ollie on Triple M. Catch up on the show by downloading the Triple M app. And if you like it, share it with your mates. For more Tom and Ollie, hit the boys up on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at Tom and Ollie.